And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 26th of March, 2014. It's the birthday of Tennessee Williams, the playwright, born Thomas Williams, Columbus, Mississippi, 1911. He was attending the University of Missouri in 1929 when he saw a production of Henrik Ibsen's Ghosts, and that decided him on becoming a playwright. He had to go to work at the International Shoe Company in St. Louis, and there he worked with another young man whose name was Stanley Kowalski. Tennessee Williams started out writing plays for small local theater companies that got good reviews, and then The Glass Menagerie came along in 1944, which was a big success in Chicago and then on Broadway. And his next major play, A Streetcar Named Desire, 1947, including a character named Stanley Kowalski. It's the birthday of Robert Frost, born in San Francisco, 1874. His father died of tuberculosis. The mother moved the family to Lawrence, Massachusetts, where Robert's paternal grandparents lived. The boy went to Dartmouth, left after a couple of months, came back home, worked odd jobs, believed that his true calling was that of a poet. After his first poem was published, he proposed to his high school sweetheart, Eleanor. She turned him down. She wanted to finish college. He made a surprise visit to present her with a collection of his poems. She asked him to leave. He thought about suicide. He took a train south to the Great Dismal Swamp between Virginia and North Carolina, walked 10 miles into the heart of the swamp, met a group of duck hunters, paid them $1 to take him out. Eleanor graduated. He proposed to her again, and she accepted. A few years later, his grandfather presented the Frosts with a 30-acre farm in Derry in New Hampshire. It had a nice farmhouse, there was a barn, an apple orchard, pastures, a big vegetable garden, and the grandfather insisted that Robert Frost accept a live-in farmhand, Carl Burrell, who milked the cows each morning and packed the eggs and tended the apples. And that gave Robert Frost time to write his poems. When his first books came out, A Boy's Will in 1913 and North of Boston in 1914, the books that made Robert Frost famous. Most of the poems in those two books had been written at the farm in Derry, New Hampshire, the gift from his grandfather. Frost wrote in a letter, "The core of all my writing was probably the 5 free years I had there on the farm when I had time and seclusion." Here's a poem by Robert Frost on his birthday, A Prayer in Spring. Oh, give us pleasure in the flowers today, and give us not to think so far away as the uncertain harvest. Keep us here, all simply in the springing of the year. Oh, give us pleasure in the orchard white, like nothing else by day, like ghosts by night, and make us happy in the happy bees, the swarm dilating round the perfect trees. And make us happy in the darting bird that suddenly above the bees is heard, the meteor that thrusts in with needle bill and off a blossom in midair, stand still. For this is love, and nothing else is love, the which it is reserved for God above to sanctify to what far ends he will, but which it only needs that we fulfill. A Prayer in Spring by Robert Frost, from his collected poems, prose, and plays, published by the Library of America, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.